We began with girls basketball and a tough situation for Andrea tonight. Last Saturday, they lost big to Merrillville. Tonight, they have a duel with top-ranked Crown Point, the one team you don't want on your schedule when you need a bounce-back win. To make it even tougher, it's CP's home opener. Crown Point has won twice this year in two outings, both games not even close. Also in girls' hoops tonight, it's Chesterton at Morton, Hanover Central at Highland, Lowell at Hebron, Washington Township heads to Wheeler, and Hammond Central hosts Valparaiso. The men's college basketball poll is out, and Gonzaga stays the number one team in the country. UCLA is second, Kansas third, Michigan fourth, and Villanova number five. Purdue checks in at the number six spot in the poll. NBA last night, the Bulls blasted the Lakers 121-103. DeMar DeRozan had 38 points for the Bulls, but boy, did he have a lot of help. Lonzo Ball had 27, Zach LaVine added 26. The Pacers weren't so fortunate, though. They lost to the New York Knicks 92-84. Pro football last night, San Francisco did a number on the L.A. Rams.
Quick throw is troubled, and it's intercepted. It's Jimmy Ward again. Ward stays on his feet. End zone. Touchdown.
49ers win it 31-10. And in baseball, Tampa Bay outfielder Randy Arozarena was named the American League Rookie of the Year. And for Lakeshore Public Radio, by the way, big thank you to ESPN for the play-by-play, the Monday Night Football play-by-play. And for Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tommy Williams.